Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, not just me, Lord, but every listening ear and this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date. And yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And you all know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting that you got your prayer list, because we are our brothers and sisters keepers. I'm trusting that you got in your set place. And yes, for those of you that are new listeners, this is how we start the broadcast off, with prayer, worshiping and praising God, because He, Creator, He controls everything. So give Him praise, give Him glory, give Him honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as you see prayer lists raised before you, Lord, hands being laid upon them this day, O God. Father, you know each and every person name by name, O God, and what they're in need of. Some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, O God. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for your will being done. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every prayer request, Lord, Father, that you have heard. And Father, we're thanking you for every praise report, Lord, Father, that you manifest this day, O God. Knowing, O God, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And Father, when man say no, Lord, Father, your decision, Lord, Father, is yes. And Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O God. For we take you not for granted. We thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, O God, being able to do, O God, not just for ourselves, but for others as well. So, Father, as you look upon these prayer lists this day, Lord, Father, as we continue to thank you for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for those that find it not robbery, Lord, Father, to share their testimonies, Lord Father, on what you have done for them, Lord Father. We thank you for updates, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for showing up and showing out in their lives this day, Lord Father. Father, we praise you, we glorify and magnify you, O Lord. Father God, we thank you, O God, for being a God of many chances, Lord. Father, that you did not leave us nor forsake us, Lord. And, Father, that when the enemy came in like a flood, that you lift up that standard against them, Lord. Father, we thank you for seeing the blood covering this day, Lord, Father. We thank you for the blood covering this broadcast, the airways, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for the blood covering those that are listening, Lord, Father. Father God, that are hungering and thirsting for your word this day, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for those, O God, that turn their life, Lord, Father, over to you, Lord, Father, accepting you as their personal Lord and Savior this day, O God. Father, we praise you. We magnify you, Lord, Father, knowing, O God, that there is no other God but you. So, Father, as we lay hands upon our prayer lists, Lord, Father, we thank you for hearing and answering prayers this day, O God. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Sister Elizabeth, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, I thank you, Lord, for showing up and showing out for her this day, O God. Father God, see the blood covering her household this day, Lord, Father. Father, continue to touch her family right now, Lord. Father, we thank you for your supernatural strength, Lord. Father, resting, ruling, and abiding in her and through her this day, O God. We thank you for supplying all her needs this day, Lord, Father. We thank you for touching her body, Lord, Father. We thank you for touching, Lord, Father, and moving on her behalf this day, O God. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Sid, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we're thanking you, Lord Father, for bringing her through surgery, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for continually healing, Lord Father, your healing virtue flowing through and through her this day, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to strengthen her this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Aggie, Lord Father, and we continue to ask that you continue to strengthen her this day, Lord Father, as we speak your supernatural strength, Lord Father, and healing flowing through and through her this day, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Bolin, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, we continue, Lord Father, to pray supernatural strength, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for your healing virtue flowing through and through him as we say body line up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering his household, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for strengthening his wife, Ethra, right now, Lord Father. Father, as you war and intercede, Lord Father, in his behalf, taking care of him this day, Lord. Father, we ask that you refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord Father, for for Senator Chucky Hansen family, Lord Father. Father, on the loss, Lord Father, of her this day, Lord. Father, as the community moans her loss this day, Lord, Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you for comforting their hearts this day, Lord, those that have lost loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, comfort their hearts, Lord. Father, let them think about the good times, Lord, Father, that they have spent with their loved ones, Lord. And, Father, we're thanking you for our loved ones, Lord, Father, that die in Christ this day, Lord, Father, for knowing to die in you, Lord, Father, is to reign with you this day, Lord. And, Father God, we know that the funeral, Lord, Father, is not for the dead, Lord, Father, but for the living, Lord. Father, we thank you for touching the Corbett family, Lord, Father, as they lay their mom to rest this past weekend, Lord, Father. We thank you and glorify you, O God, for your supernatural strength and comfort, Lord Father, to the family and those that mourn her loss this day, Lord, for their loss this day, O God. Father, we're just saying thank you this day for all that you're doing, have done, and about to do, Lord Father. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over mindsets this day, Lord Father, canceling, Lord Father God, a spirit of suicide, rendering it and the tentacles that go along with it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you for seeing the blood covering, O God, their mindset this day, Lord Father. We're canceling premature deaths this day, Lord Father. Father, as we speak life and that more abundantly, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Barnes, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, as we continue to speak supernatural strength, Lord Father, I ask you, O God, to continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him this day, O God. Keep that hedge of protection round about him this day, Lord Father. Father, we're thanking you for your healing virtue, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord Father, canceling every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, rendering their assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood covering the airways this day, O God. O God, we ask you to show up and show out this day, O God. Father God, touch our listeners this day, O God. Father, give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord. Those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, Lord. Father, that they get something, Lord, Father, out of the word this day, Lord, Father. And, Father, they will run, Lord, Father, to you like never before, O God. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for those that are giving their life right now, Lord, Father God, to you, Lord, Father, knowing, O God, that the safest place this day is to be in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to give God praise, honor, and glory because he is the one that woke you up this morning clothed in your right mind. Do you believe that today? Because it definitely wasn't the alarm clock that woke you up this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to thank each and every one of you that, again, continue to support this broadcast. I thank you for the new listeners that have joined us over the years and continue to join us. I thank the nation, those other nations that it is broadcasting in that took that time to hear this broadcast. I thank those in the islands that continue to support and listen to the broadcast. We take no one and nothing for granted, for God is good and worthy to be praised. It's not about us, but it's all about him. Amen. It is all about him. We serve an awesome, loving, merciful God. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that today? God is good. He is good. Can you just imagine just for one moment how good he is? When you look over your life, your family, your friends giving their life to Christ, you saw what they went through. Can you imagine if, you know, God had decided to take you out or your friends or that family member, take them out before they even come and accept him into Christ. Praise God for each and every soul that comes into the kingdom. Praise God. They may look to you as an enemy, but know that no man is your enemy. Every man is your teacher. You don't know who is looking at you at this time, that you may think that they are your enemy, but they are looking at you, especially when they know the life that you have lived and now you have turned your life around. Some may be looking at you to criticize you or take you back to that old man, and you have some that are looking at you that wants to get out of that life. They may not come up to you and say anything to you, but you know what? They are looking at you to see how they can get some of what you have. Some may be even afraid to approach you. So when God say to go to this person and tell them your testimony or just talk to them, just tell them that, you know, Jesus loved them, go ahead and do so. Go ahead and do so. You never know what that will do to that person. You don't know. We don't know. But one thing we should be is obedient to the word. Be obedient to the word. Amen. Again, I just thank God for each and every one of you. And I do hope that you all call in and share your testimony. Share what God has done for you. What God has done for you. You can't tell me God ain't done nothing for you. Because you know what? First off, he woke you up this morning clothing your right mind. You could have been standing in judgment right now. But when you look back at all that God has done for you and still doing for you and about to do for you, you praising him for that. You praising him for what he is about to do. You woke up thanking him this morning for waking you up, clothing your right mind. Can you imagine if you were standing before him today in judgment? You no longer have breath in your body. You know, we don't think about that. But do you all pray before you go to bed at night? Do you have that relationship with God today? Or, you know, you just go about your business, you go to sleep, you know, trusting that you're going to wake up in the morning and start another day without even thanking or acknowledging God. I don't go to sleep. I don't wake up without acknowledging and thanking God. God is good. God is awesome. God is merciful. He is loving. And he's a God of many chances. You're going to continue to hear me saying this because, people, time waits for no man, and time is at hand. We never know. Our clock is going to stop. We don't know. And the day that clock stops for us, that our voice is no longer heard amongst the land of the living, what are you going to say when you stand before your Creator? Take nothing and no one for granted. Have a forgiving heart. Forgive those that trespass against you. You want to be forgiven? The word says we have to forgive as well. God cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. Why can't we? Why can't we do the same thing? So for those of you that are listening on a different device and you would like to share your testimony today, the number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. And for those of you that are listening live, all you have to do is press the number 1. Share your testimony today. I know the God that I serve and the God that you say that you're serving, because we all should be serving the same God. Let me tell you, I know there is testimonies in there. Don't allow the enemy to shut your mouth, but open your mouth and share that testimony, because the life that you will touch with that testimony, I tell you, God is good. He is good. Do you believe that today? Hallelujah. I am waiting. I'm anxious to hear some testimonies today. I am anxious to hear testimony. Who's going to share their testimony of what God has done for them, what God has brought them through? Share today. Let me give you the word while you're, you know, getting ready to call in and press the number one, you know, those men live, just press that number one and share the testimony. Amen. The word for today says, believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. Believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. Amen, amen, amen. I know you all are not afraid to share your testimony. I know you all ain't afraid to share your testimony. God is good. I thank God each and every time I come on this broadcast. I thank him for trusting me, you know, with the word to come forth. I thank him for using me. I thank God for just the opportunity to talk with you all, to encourage you all. When I share my testimony, you can encourage someone today with your testimony. I don't hear too much testimony service going on, people getting up and testifying what God have done for them. You don't hear that like that anymore. You know, you it's like they don't give God praise. He's the one that did it. You didn't do it. Your friend, your mommy, your daddy, you know, whoever, they didn't do it. God did it. He did it. He's the one. When you were sick, healed your body. He is the one that gives you the strength to continue to go on. Not you yourself. Not you yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. But I will continue. Today, I'm going to talk about I thirst no more. And we're going to be coming from, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, I ask you, Lord, for forgiveness of all my sins, Lord Father, knowingly and unknowingly, Father. Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me. Father God, show up and show out this day, Lord Father. Touch the hearts and minds of your people this day, Lord. Father, use this vessel to bring forth, Lord Father, the word as you would like me to, Lord. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord Father, Father, belongs, Lord, to you, Lord. Father, let it be holy and acceptable unto you this day, Lord. Father, use me as you decrease me and you increase in me, Lord. Father, cover the word, Lord, Father, with the blood this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. I tell you, but he'll continue to stay mad because I definitely continue to press forward. The word will come forth. Amen. And we're going to start today reading John chapter 4. That's in the New Testament, okay? John chapter 4. And we're going to start at the 6th verse in the 4th chapter. Again, I'm still waiting as I continue. I'm waiting for you all to call in and give your testimony. Share it with someone. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. Those of you that are listening live, just press the number 1. Amen, amen. It says, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied and with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, asked drink of me, a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? See, remember now, all those wells that was dug, that was fought over, the wells that every well that they dug had a name, they named the well. And you know who the well belongs to. But today, the water that you are drinking from today, I tell you, God is merciful. He knows all, he sees all, and nothing is new under the sun. Nothing. And this well wasn't a new well that was freshly dug. But which water is he talking about today? Which water? It says, I'm going to read 12 again. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. What water are you talking about? Talking about that water in the well. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. I'm going to stop there for a minute, and we're going to go over to Matthew chapter 5. We're coming back to John. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6 says, Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. They shall be filled. And let us find out what the meaning of thirst is. It says, a sensation of dryness in the mouth and throat associated with the desire for liquid, a desire or need to drink. Do you think that Jesus is talking about the natural water? Do you think that's what he's talking about? He's not talking about the natural water. And I always hear bishops say, so it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit. They both go hand in hand. So you drink water to quench your thirst. But he's talking spiritual. He is talking to her about spiritual things, not natural things. But we stay so much in carnality that we forget that we are spirit beings. And I say that to those that come into the knowledge of Christ. Stand what I'm saying. When I say we stay so much in the carnal mind than in the spiritual mind. Said, goes back to Ezekiel when he told him to eat the roll. What was the roll? The roll was the word. So as you're feeding on this word, you're taking it in. Here it is. You need something to go with it. You need to believe. You need to have faith in what it is that you're reading. Having faith and believing in God. Everlasting life. Everlasting life. This interests her because she's realizing now that she's getting some kind of understanding that is not that water that he is talking about now. Because remember, he told her that whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. He says, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. Out of our bellies, when we open our mouth and begin to speak through him. How much of us today hear the word, read the word, and go out and share the word, or in your conversation, you're talking and God is trying to use you to witness to someone that you are obedient to the word. That you are obedient to the word, that you share the word. And as you continue to share the word, see that you're planting there about the word of God. And again, I told you earlier that they are looking at you. They are looking at you. They're looking to see. Now, you will have different kind of people looking at you. Those that know the life that you used to live, that you live no more. Knowing that when you came into the knowledge of Christ, when you accept him wholeheartedly into your life and begin change, you allow God to continue to make changes in your life, that your light begins to shine brighter and brighter, and they are looking at you. And don't think for a minute that people don't see the change. They see the change, but they will test you also to see if this change that they're seeing, is it real or is it fake? They listen to what you say. They will criticize what you say. For those that know the life that you live, but what they fail to realize that when you turn your life over to God, when you got that drink and you decide this is for me, this is my life-changing moment, I am not going back to what it is I used to do, they're going to watch. They're going to talk. But I'm here to tell you, the God that you serve, he is so awesome. Stand in his word today. He give you that power and that authority to use his word and operate in his word. Believe today in who you are and who you belong to today. Because you drank of that water. You drank. No one forced you to. You did. You made that decision today. You made it. Nobody else could make it for you. And God is not going to go against your will. He gave us free will. And all he was doing was having a conversation here with the woman at the well. That's what he was doing, having a conversation. Now we go to verse 15. It says, the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. She had sins enough, spoke the truth. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Let me ask, how many people that you know that is a prophet? And I said, a true prophet. I ain't talking about those false prophets, because you have false prophets to this day, just like you have the true prophets of God. They're telling you something about you that you know for a fact, without the shadow of a doubt, for a fact that you know that is you. Not what the people that are around you know about you. And I'm talking about, you know, like your church folks or, you know, stuff. But he will take you back letting you know, hey, I know this. And you will stand before them and say, no, that's not me. I don't know what you're talking about. But God, you know, I have witnessed that. I have witnessed that. And God went deeper. And you don't want to do that. Don't stand before a prophet knowing what he is saying is true and you deny. Because that could be your word of warning. God is trying to get you to a place, but because you choose not to get on the right path, you choose, not God, you choose. Again, it is free will that he has given us. You can choose to read his word, believe on him, believe what you're reading, and as you read it, you don't read it in the carnal mind, but you ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. I tell you all, I come from the King James Version. I don't know what version you're coming from. I come from the King James Version. And if you are reading the word and you want to get into it, you pray. You ask God for the understanding of the word. Ask him for the understanding of what it is that you're reading. We can read John chapter 4 from now. I may not fully comprehend it. You may understand part of it, grasp part of it, but not the whole thing. But if we go before God, we go before God, read it back over. Read it as many times. And if God directs you to go to, you know, another book in the Bible, go ahead. Because the more as you read, you will learn that, you know, a chapter will take you to many places in the Bible. It will take you to many places concerning what the scripture is about that you're reading, that you need clarity, you need understanding. But don't read it as it is, you know, one of your novels that you're reading. And again, I'm going to say it. Might get some flack, but you know what? The truth is the truth. Be careful on the type of Bible that you all are reading. Be very careful. Lord, I don't know why, but okay, we'll go there. That's where you direct. The very Bible that we're reading, you get a lot of flack about the Bible. But you know, on who God is, the true name of God. We have many names for God, many names in our own dialect, how we call God. He's our Father. He's our Creator. He is Yahweh. He is the Prince. He is everything. He created us. He is everything to us. Everything. We are the ones that lost our way. and he sent his only son to reconcile us and graft us in. But others will say different. Others will think different. Well, you know what? Praise God today, because you know you did not come from a monkey. You didn't come from a. You didn't come from one. It tells you back in Genesis, all he created, how it was formed. Not the Big Bang Theory. Not from no 8 to a man. You crawling on all fours. I didn't see him say Adam and Eve was crawling on all fours. But you know, you see in the textbook, as the ape continued to grow and how he formed into a man. So my question today, if that's where we came from, how come when a baby is born of a human, it takes the shape of a human, the form of a human? How come? So you say to worship him in spirit and in truth. When we read the Bible spiritual, the word inside of it is for us to eat. The word inside of us is to help us grow. It's to help us to become as the perfect one, showing us how we can go through, how we can go through situations, how we can come to Christ, knowing that there is nothing new under the sun. You look through these pages. You ask God to show you in the pages whatever situation, whatever sickness that you're going through, ask him to show you it in the pages. Don't look for it as, well, I'm about to, I don't know. Whatever it is that you're going through. And you're looking for, okay, maybe you're looking for this. A car, you're about to lose your car, and you're looking to see if there is a car in the Bible. Now, you know, back in those days, they didn't have cars. The times that you're in, it's evolved. Everything is evolving, just like how you see, they show you that ape to a caveman, okay? The earth revolves. It evolves. There's new, not per se new things, because there's nothing new under the sun. Creativity, that is, God placed it right there for you to come, to do this, to create this. Why? Because, remember now, he created all things, and he makes us in his likeness and in his image. Get the proper understanding. Get the understanding, that's what it is. Get the understanding of the word today. And where can you get that understanding? By going to the Father today. And you ask him, Lord, can you help me to understand what Sister Diane was talking about today? Can you even break it down more, you know, clearer for me today? What was it? What water she was talking about, what thirst that she was talking about, what word she was talking about. Help me to learn more about the word today. I need to learn. They say hunger and thirst for him, hunger and thirst for the word today.
Who is the Word? God is the Word. He is the Word. But do you believe so today? Do you believe that He is the Word today? I tell you, I'm not hearing anything. I'm not seeing anyone, you know, putting their hands up, pressing the, you know, the number one. I'm not, you know, again, for those of you, we start off at the beginning of the broadcast, asking for you all to share your testimonies. Share your testimony with someone today. You don't know what your testimony will do to someone. Someone that is ready to take their life, but God give you, laid it upon your heart for you to share your testimony on what it is God has brought you from. That He says, share the word today. Share it today. See, in John, the first chapter, the first verse says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It still is. When you read the Word, it comes live to you. You're eating the Word. Hunger and thirst for the knowledge today, for the Word today. Because slowly it's being taken away. Slowly it is being taken away. What are you going to do if you don't have the Word inside of you today to help you to sustain, help you to stand today in God? Standing today on His Word. Don't allow no one to detour you away from God today. He is knocking at your door. For those of you that have not accepted Him in your life, He is knocking at your door. Open today and let Him in. Open today and let Him in. When you go over to chapter 3, we're still in John. We're in the book of John. It says, we're going to go from the second verse. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto Him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Again, that is talking in the natural. When Jesus is talking, He's talking spiritual. But do we understand that concept? See, we are spirit being first. That's who we are, spirit being first. But we don't look. We forget. Some don't know that knowledge. What spirit are you talking about? I'm human. I'm flesh. Can you not see? Yes. Yes, we see it. But when Adam was in the garden, why did he cover himself? God is good. Remember, things spiritual, not carnal. And that's what Nicodemus was speaking in the carnal, because he don't know nothing else. And some of us don't know why it's good when you begin to read the Bible. You pray and you ask God for that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding. Verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit." Now, again, it will say, "Oh, you serve a God. Where is your God? Where is your God?" Look at the children of Israel. Every time that God delivered them, what did they do? They go back and they serve other gods. 3 days out of Egypt, cross that Red Sea, see what God did to Pharaoh's army. But yet they complain. You probably complaining now and say, "What is she talking about? You know, I don't know this or what." You know what? It's okay. Tell anybody, read the word. I tell you the book, the chapter that I'm coming from, go back. Go back and get better understanding. I remember, you know, I'm sitting down at home and I'm reading and I would be questioning God. I was like, "Lord, I don't understand this. I really don't. But I'm going to continue reading. I don't understand." And let me tell you how good God is. I tell you all, we have not because we ask not, and we don't ask. We don't ask God. So I'll be asking. And do you know that when I will go to Bible study or I will go to church, that the same question that I've been asking God, it comes right out there. He gives you the answer. He was giving me the answer there. And sometimes you don't even have to be in church to get your answer. You'll be talking, having a conversation with someone. And again, they will open their mouth and God will use them. See, God is not a respecter of person like we are. And use them to give you your answer. But do you have the ears to hear? Or are you just listening with the carnal mind and not operating spiritual realm? When I'm talking to people, I'm listening. And sometimes you come upon people that, what happened? they think that they're so smart and they are so sly with the way that they come to you. See, the enemy don't care who he uses, because if you are a threat to his kingdom, he is on his job, him and his little imp on their job 24/7. So the word of God, when I tell you it's so important to you, to me, to all that come into the knowledge of him, let me tell you, that word is going to save you. The blood that Jesus shed on that cross, use that blood today, because they're going to come to you as a friend. But I don't know why it comes like this. You know, they'll say your spidey senses is just, you know, going off. Well, Spirit Room, the Holy Spirit is alerting you. Hello? Hello? But what we do, just like I say, he come and he's knocking at our door for those that don't know him, those that he is telling, it's time to change your life. I have more for you. Just like he's knocking at that door, the Holy Spirit is letting you know, hey, be on your guard. Know who you are in God today. Recognize, ask for that spirit of awareness, alertness, and discernment. Ask for it today. That when someone come into your circle, into your atmosphere, and come, don't let them deceive you. Do not let them deceive you. Drink and eat this word like never before. Meaning, as you read this word, believe today in your heart. Believe today in your heart the God that you serve today. Don't just read it to say, yeah, I read the Bible. Don't just read it. Read it. Because what it is that you're reading, you can share today with someone else. See, I've seen a one raise their hand to tell their testimony on where God brought them from. I know God has brought you through so many things that people look at you and say, they got to be lucky. But we know in the Bible it's not about luck, because there ain't no luck. It's blessings and curse. Where God brought you from today? Are you willing to share your testimony today with someone to encourage? Because that's what your testimony does to others. It encourages others to go on, to press on, knowing that if God brought you through it, he can bring me through it too. I have told you all where by hearing testimonies, we will call them, you know, stories of, you know, when you get together at your family reunion or the party or whatever, or you get, you know, you share what you've been through. And I'm here today to say, look back today And some don't have to look back that far on what God has done for you and still doing for you. Still doing for you. I can tell you all, never, ever, ever in my life would I ever dream this would have happened to me. Okay? Some of y'all may have heard it before, but let me tell you, when we used to have church in the hotel, and I went to the office. Yes, I'm going to say it. I went to the office to get some toilet paper to put inside, you know, the conference room that we was at. And there was two doors, actually three doors, to get into the office of the hotel. So you have the two side doors in the front, and then you have the entrance by the pool. And I came out the bathroom, and as I turned, out of the corner of my eye, I saw one person running towards the door, and when the other door that I was facing, there was another person running to come in there as well. So as I made to run and I turned the corner, a gun was pointed at my head and tell me to get on the ground. I have never had a gun held to my head a day in my life until that day. Okay? And it was just myself and the lady that owned the hotel that was there behind the counter. They were telling her to open up the drawer. They wanted the money, and they wanted the money out of the safe. But because she was so scared, it's like she was having a hard time getting the drawer open. And mind you, when I tell you my hand was on the door to go outside, and that gun was pointing and rest against my head and tell me on the ground. And I knelt down there to that door, and I began to pray. I began to pray. I plead the blood of Jesus. I was even praying for the woman because my fear was they going to kill her if she do not open this, get this drawer open and get the money that they wanted. And I just say, Lord, please help her. Please don't let us get shoot. You know, don't let them kill us. Cover us under the blood. Lord, calm her down enough that she's able to, you know, give them the money. And I'm like, Lord, I'm standing on your word right now. Father, I need you like never before. Don't let them kill me here. Don't let nothing happen to us. I'm just praying. I'm having this conversation with God. I couldn't even turn my head to say I was going look or nothing, because to this day I can't tell you how they look. I don't know. But God, goodness and mercy, could you just imagine? I could not have been here today. I could not have been here today, nor that that owner for that hotel. But God, goodness and mercy, and praying. And mind you, nobody in the church knew what was going on, because all they know is where I went and what I went to get. Okay? But God kept me standing in his word, praying, having the faith, knowing that God going to keep me through this. He is not going to let nothing happen to me. in the time when you're going through something, can you pray? Can you call on the name of God? Can you believe and trust? Do you even have enough word in you, any scripture inside of you that, you know, you're using that scripture against the enemy? Because that's how we fight the enemy. We fight the enemy with the word of God, not with guns, not with knives, not with nothing, but the word of God, the power and the authority that he had given us. That's why he told the woman at the well that she will thirst no more if she drink that water that he has. She will thirst no more. But today, we don't even hunger and thirst for the word of God. We criticize the word of, you criticize the person that is bringing forth the word. Don't look at the person. Listen to the word. Listen to the word of God. Follow along with your Bible today. Open, don't just have your Bible there when you go to church and you don't open it. You have the Bible app on the phone. You have the Bible on the phone. Open it. Don't just use it for texting and playing games while you're in church, that people think that, yeah, you're reading the Bible when you're doing everything else but following along with the word of God. Because you know what? When you have that word no more, when you have that word no more, woe be unto you. Woe be unto you. So many people in these churches believe that, okay, it's, you know, I'm going inside here to get the word. You're going in there to refresh, refill, get yourself rejuvenated for you to continue to go on some more. We gather, he said, assemble yourself together. We are the church. That is just the building. That building can save nobody. But the word that is coming out of your mouth, the word that he had given you, that is why it will help. That is why it will save others, that will draw them into the kingdom. The word said we was born and shaped in iniquity, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Until you come into the knowledge of Christ, we continue to walk of the world. When he said that we are not of the world, we're in it, but we're not of it. But we're so busy in the world, conforming our mind, our thought to it. But when are we going to take it to another level? When are we going to come in to Christ this day? People, time is at hand. You don't know when your time is going to stop. You don't know. Do not know when God is going to call your name. When he's going to call your name. Will you be ready? Or you still to this day saying, I got time. The woman at the well know that was her time. She knew it was her time. But do you know that it's time now for you to turn your life around, to accept Christ today as your personal Lord and Savior? People, the devil is on his job. He know his time is winding up. Do you know? Are you sharing the word of God today? Share it today with your testimony. I thank God for all my testimonies, because when I look back, I know it was nobody but God that brought me through. I know he had a plan for my life. I know. Because that day, let me tell you, if I didn't know how to pray or even open up my mouth and have a conversation with God that day, calling upon his name, but God, that's all I'm going to say, but God. Not a bullet left any of those guns. Not a bullet. They got what they want and left. They got what they want and left. Many people ain't that lucky. Look on the news. Look on the news today and you see. They go in, they rob the convenience store, they go into your home and all of that. But I thank God for the blood covering. I thank God for hearing and answering prayers. I thank God that I am here today. And I can tell someone today, trust in the word of God today. Ask for the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding today. Have a conversation with God like I'm having a conversation with you, like you have conversation with everybody else. It's time now for you to talk to him. Talk to God today. You may be on your job in front of the computer. You may be out running errands, maybe sitting in your car. You may be in school, wherever you may be listening to this message today. I'm telling you all today, time is at hand. You do not know that day that he is going to call your name. Will you be ready today? Or you're just going about life and taking it for granted. Don't take nothing for granted. Don't take these computers, these phones, your transportation. Take nothing for granted. And fear no man, or fear the one that can kill both spirit and soul, the body and the soul. Fear that one. We serve an awesome God, people, and it's time for us to wake up. It is time for us to wake up. Wake up today, people. Call on your Creator this day. Power. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power, and God has given it to you. From the beginning, go back and read Genesis. I just thank each and every one of you again for joining us. I'm trusting that you will join us tomorrow and share your testimony today. We take you all not for granted. So share the word of God today. And don't just share it. Continue to eat hunger and thirst for the word. Take it not for granted. For time is at hand that this word that we're reading, we won't be able to read it. Take it not for granted. Be blessed.
Searching for that peace, a peace I could not. night, and I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
as soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when
things
start happening.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. Let go and let God.